Would you agree that there's an awful lot of confusion surrounding this law?
There is. Even the people who have read the law have some confusion over it. But it's a huge law. There's a lot of details. It's interesting. I hear a lot of people object to the individual mandate, which is the requirement for individuals to purchase health care insurance. However, if you ask most individuals if they want health care insurance, they would say they do.
Well, to follow up on that, what are some of the misunderstandings or maybe unrealistic expectations that have come your way that you've heard?
I think some of the misconceptions I've heard is that it will be providing free health insurance to everyone, and that's not true. It just requires everyone to play in the insurance market if they are able to financially. I've heard that it's providing free health care to illegal aliens, and that's not true. I think those are some of the bigger misconceptions. And I've heard that all employers have to provide insurance, and that's not true. It's just those larger employers.
And under this law, what happens to those employers who do not provide insurance?
There are two different types of penalties. There's a penalty if they fail to cover insurance, and if they offer no health care insurance, they're going to be subject to a penalty equal to $2,000 per year per employee after the first 30 employees. And then if they offer some coverage but it's inadequate, then like they if, for example, they do not pay 60% of the total allowed cost under the plan, or if an employee's required contribution is more than 9% of the employee's household income, then there is a penalty of $3,000 per year for every employee who opts out of the plan and then goes to get government-subsidized coverage under a health care exchange.
You've done some speaking and appeared on forums about the ACA, and in your practice, you hear from employers who are confounded, confused, or just concerned or looking for guidance. I wonder if you could think about and relate some of the more interesting questions that have come your way or concerns that have been raised.
I think really a lot of the questions have to do with the details. They'll say, we have to provide coverage. Is it for children up to age 26, or is it through age 26? You know, there are questions about the details. How will this work?
And what is the answer to that question, by the way?
Up to age 26.
The birthday?
Yes.
At age, when the child turns 26?
Yes. There are other questions because you don't have to provide coverage for temporary or seasonal employees, even if you're having to provide, even if you're a large employer and you have to provide for your full-time employees. So how you calculate and determine who's a seasonal or who's a temporary employee is a tricky question. Another question we get is what to do with variable hour employees. If they may work 20 hours one week, 40 hours next, how do you determine whether or not they will be full-time more than 30 hours? What you have to do with that is do a look-back period. And you can set your look-back period for 3 months, 6 months, a year, and then figure out going forward whether or not they've met that 30-hour threshold. But once you do, you're locked into that for the next period.